Hi, my name is Grace, and I'm here with fellow sophomores Anya, Josie, McKenna, and Maddie. In this episode, we will be talking about gender equality. Gender equality is a huge issue. For example, in Latin America, 12 women are killed every day for just being women. Could you imagine living in an environment in which you could be killed because of your gender? I know that I would feel very unsafe living like that my whole life and would want to try and change things for the next generation.
Yeah, did you know that 1 in 3 females will experience gender-based violence at some point in their life?
There's five of us here, so that's one of us.
One or two of us will most likely experience some form of violence because we are females.
I think that's so...
It's horrible.
That's awful.
That's really messed up.
It's, like, crazy to think that, like, it could happen to me when I'm older or even in, like, the next, like...
Yeah.
3 years.
Yeah, some people,
just it could be now.
Yeah.
It's just crazy the amount of people who don't say anything about it, even if it is happening to them.
Yeah.
And I guess it's kind of scary to say something.
Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of times girls are, like, threatened and stuff with other things.
Like, shame.
You know, if you say something.
Yeah, your attacker could come back, or there's, like, shame that you let it happen to yourself or something that you weren't able to protect yourself from it.
You feel like, oh, why did I, like,
do something about it?
Yeah, like, stand up.
How do we, like, reduce the stigma and the shame in reporting it?
I don't know. I feel like it's hard because, like, when, like, you say, like, oh, I had, like, physical abuse, and so it's, like, people, like, think of you differently and you don't want to be, like, something happened, and I don't know, I just feel like it's hard to, like, just be like, yeah, this happened, and, like, you don't know where to go, you don't know who to trust.
And it's really hard, like, emotionally, because if that stuff happens, I'm, like, trying to trust people.
I think there's definitely strength in numbers, like, kind of like the Me Too movement that's been going right now has been, if you see other women have gone through it, it's easier to step up and say, yeah, it's happened to me as well. You're not the only one who's alone.
Yeah. Or you're not alone. Like, we can do this together if we all, like, stand up.
It's kind of crazy because the key word in all we're saying is women. And I don't get how it's just women. I know that some men are affected by this, but the majority of it is women, and that's not fair.
Yeah.
Like, how...
And it shouldn't just be us.
It shouldn't really happen.
Like, I read this book for one of my classes. It was called 1,000 Splendid Sons. And it was, like, following the story of two different women in the Middle East. And one of the women, she was, like, sold away as a wife at, like, age 12, I think, and her husband. And she was never able to conceive a child. And she was, like, horribly abused because she wasn't able to. But, you know, the pressure of trying to bear a child, you know, sometimes is not, like, it can harm your body, and so it followed these two women, and it was really sad to kind of think about, like, the different, you know, like, I'm lucky that I have a lot of blessings, but there's women, like, 48% of women in the Middle East don't have a cell phone. That's crazy.
As I look around, like, we all have ours, like, most women have ours, but then when you think about it, like, on the other side of the world, women don't, and I think it was, like, 8 million men have, like, 8 million men have phones, so it's, like, I don't know, it's just, like, crazy to think about it, like, 8 million men have more phones than women do.
You take it for granted here that you just have a cell phone, that's kind of just something everybody has, but over
it's
there,
just,
it's,
like
a big thing.
Well, also, it's a part of, like, the culture, you know, they're, like, men are very dominant in culture, and they feel the right to, like, demean women in every type of way, so.
But why do you think it's like that?
I mean, it's like that here, too, not as to an extreme extent, but, like, that's how it was in way back when, like, the olden days, like, that's how everything kind of started, housewives and stuff like that.
I feel like like, with that, like, in Egypt, like, more than 90% of men believe that, that the men should have the final word in, like, decisions. It's like, they should be, like, the head of the household. Like, they should decide everything. They have to control everything. And the women should just be, like, the caretakers and the ones that, like, give birth and, like, clean the house, like, make the food and things like that.
Like, so it's kind of like the guy is, like, just the dominant one and then the woman is just, like, their slave almost.
Yeah,
it's
like the
guy is. But it's hard to, like, break that tradition because it's a tradition. That's, like, how it's been for such a long time. And so a lot of these men are unwilling to let go of that power they have, but the women are so subservient that they can't really speak up for themselves. And so it takes other, other people need to start to step in.
Because that's just, like,
right, but especially other men too, you know, like they need to stand up for it, and like I guess other people will kind of follow by example.
Yeah, part of it's like they've never known a different way. Like they've only known that this is how you treat women, so it comes with a complete like re-education of like tradition and how things need to be now.
That always, like, for men to, like, treat women like that, it starts when they're young, when they see their parents and how they're, like, their father figure does it to their mother figure. And I guess it's, like, you could try and, like, teach the kids when they're young, and it's, like, teach them, like, how to treat a girl and a woman when you grow up, like, how to, like, be, like, a good person and not, like,
and respect
treat
them.
And respect, yeah, and respect them.
Yeah. But I think even bigger than that, not even teaching them how to treat a girl, but just how to treat people. And just not even seeing it as, like, this is how I treat girls, this is how I treat boys. Just seeing it as, like,
everybody
being decent and
be
nice
to,
yeah, just finding a true equality, not the separate groups.
Mm-hmm, yeah, there shouldn't be, like, any, like, oh, yeah, you gotta treat, like, a woman this way and guys this way. Everybody should just be, like, equal.
Women have been fighting for the basic rights everyone else has, like, all have for the longest time, whereas men, they're just born with those rights. It's just, it doesn't really make any sense.
It's not right, because they just get these privileges and rights when women have to, like, work for it.
Yeah, like, it took so long to try to get even, like, voting rights and the right to be on the front lines in military and... You know, there still is a huge wage gap that we're trying to close, and it's just all these different things are just basic things that men, like, take for granted, I think, and something that women haven't always had available to them, or, like, the ability to, like, feel safe and not feel like you're gonna be attacked or abused or mutilated. Like, that's something that a lot of guys, I don't think, have ever really felt that way.
Especially with, like, being able to know. That took so long for women to be able to do it. When men, they were just born into it. They just, oh yeah, I gotta go vote, like, it's normal. And women are like, I have to fight for this. And a lot of that, or, like, even with, like, government, like, nowadays, like, in Lebanon, only 3% of women are in parliament. Or, like, in Saudi Arabia, only 20% of women are in government. And that's, like, hard to be, like, oh. It's basically, like, most governments are ruled by men.
Yeah, we've never had a woman president.
No, we've never had one.
45 men. It's just how it's been.
I think Germany has
women.
Mm-hmm.
Prime minister.
Prime minister.
We are lucky, though, that we're in a, that we live in a place that has progressed so much for women's rights. Because a lot of places don't have those
opportunities.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely are lucky that we don't face some of the daily persecution that other women face. Like, the 12 women that will be, you know, killed, you know, just femicide just for being a woman. Like, they can't help that. That's just who they are.
Yeah. If I'm doing the math, 12 of them a day for a whole year is 4,300 80 women a year to be killed. And that's
And like Latin America has like 12 or 13 of the worst, 25 worst countries for femicide. Like, it's not safe to be a woman, and there's no like, there aren't good healthcare rights, or like abortion is not always legal in these countries, and so these women don't have control over them or their bodies. Yeah,
that's awful. And like, or something that like, so many like, there's so many teen pregnancies because of it. And like with a young enforced marriage, like they're forced to like have a child by the time they're like 13. And like, if I think about when I was 13, we were in what, 7th grade?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to like just end my school.
And like just not starting. Yeah, and like not, and it like, it can get even worse than that. Like, you won't even be married to someone. Like, 1 in 5 women have been raped. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's one of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, like, don't know anybody. You don't know how do you kiss, like, your husband or whoever that you're, like, forced to be married to. You're, like, I don't understand that because they're, like, 3 or 4 times your age. And you're just, like, what do I do? Like,
what can we do?
Yeah.
You can't. A lot of that stuff is hard to fix if you're just high schoolers.
There was the women's march. There's always that we could try, but I don't know. There's not too much that you can do to help people.
I mean, you can just,
tradition.
Yeah, but like,
speaking up.
Think about the fact that like, you are in high school, so you're also surrounded by high school boys. You know, like, you can teach them. Like, they're still not like all grown up yet. You know what I mean? Like, you can help out that way.
I think spreading the word and kind of supporting the victims. And showing them that they're not alone, and encouraging like people to speak up if they have like faced domestic violence, so you can actually like prosecute these people who've done it,
mm-hmm.
not just let them continue hurting people.
Or like have like a punishment for the ones who like stand up and like get the prosecutors, and they like have like a punishment that'll make them stop. Like, the one that's bad enough that you're like, maybe I don't want to do that because I don't want to face that punishment. But even people still go under and, like, not, like, get caught.
Yeah, I think because it's, like, I didn't know about a lot of these facts or, like, a lot of these conditions before I looked up, like, how it actually is in the world. And so I think you just have to kind of inform people. And if enough people start to realize that this is a big problem, you can, like, petition lawmakers or make some change, like, do a organize a march or do something to just try to support people and get change.
Right.
So they can, like, stand up.
And I feel like a lot of people who, like, aren't like that and would never even dream of doing anything like that to a woman, they, like, they feel as though other people wouldn't do it because, you know, they wouldn't. So they don't really see the amount of crazy people there are.
Yeah. It's easy to live in a bubble.
Yeah. And then, like, in the Middle East, like, the majority...
You're fine.
Oh. Men believe that, like, a woman's place is in the house, just doing the housework and, like, ways of, like, giving birth.
Yeah, so the actions that we do take with the information that we're gaining is key to change. So how are we able to change the way that people are treating women? How can we change a pattern that's been around for as long as we know and make it last? 20 people per minute are physically abused by an intimate partner in the U.S., which means that every year, more than 10 million women are being harmed. A person has rights, and a woman is a person. We need to spread that knowledge and help with the movement, such as the World Health Organization and the Human Rights Council. The only way that this problem will ever be able to advance towards something better is by teaching this generation the wrongs and the rights, or that no one should ever have to be fearful of abuse like this, especially women. So figure out how you can help demolish this worldwide issue and make the change happen. Thanks for joining us, and see you next time.